This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi has handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena a day after Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the Delhi Assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor at Raj Nivas this morning. Atishi took oath as Chief Minister in September last year after the Aam Aadmi Party convener and her predecessor Arvind Kejriwal resigned from the post amid corruption allegations against him. Talking to media, the Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said that BJP will fulfill the promises made to the people and will make Delhi a developed capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured people of Delhi that the Comptroller and Auditor General's report of the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi will be presented in the first assembly session. This was stated by the Prime Minister while addressing his party supporters at BJP headquarters yesterday. After BJP scripted an impressive election victory by winning 48 out of 70 assembly seats. Arunachal Pradesh Health Minister Byuram Waghe said that cancer is like an epidemic in the state. He said that the rate of cancer cases in Arunachal is very high in compared to others. He said this while attending the inaugural session of the 20th annual conference of the Association of Oncologists of Northeast India yesterday. The two-day conference is being held at the Y International Hotel in Itanagar. Mr. Waghe said that to understand the root cause of the rising cancer cases in the state, the government has signed an MOU with Dr. B. Barua Cancer Institute of Assam to make a comprehensive research study, particularly at Jiro Valley in Lower Subansiri district. The health minister said that Papumpare district in Arunachal Pradesh and Aizol in Mizoram has the highest concentration of cancer cases in the whole northeastern region. According to reports, the cancer incidence rate is highest in Papumpare district in females and second highest in males. Dr. Bhaibhuti Bhushan Borthakur, director of Dr. B. Barua Cancer Institute, Assam, informed that very soon a state cancer institute will be set up in Arunachal Pradesh, which will help in reducing the cancer cases in the state.
मैं डॉक्टर विभूति भूषण राठौर हूँ, विभोरा कैंसर इंस्टीट्यूट का डायरेक्टर हूँ। सबसे बड़ा एक हमारा कंसर्न है कि अरुणाचल में इतना खूबसूरत जगह है, इतनी खूबसूरत लोग हैं, किंतु अरुणाचल में कैंसर का संख्या सबसे ज्यादा है, बहुत ही ज्यादा है, और इसलिए हमको सबको मिल के ऐसा एक आगे बढ़ना है कि कैंसर को हम उनका जो संख्या है उसको कम कर सके. तो इसके लिए हमने सरकार के साथ मिलके आप लोगों के यहाँ एक स्टेट कैंसर इंस्टीट्यूट आने वाले हैं. उसके लिए हम जितना भी टेक्निकल सपोर्ट, नॉलेज चाहिए, जो भी सपोर्ट चाहिए, हम लोग आगे दे रहे हैं.
The 8th edition of the Pariksha Pe Charcha, an interactive program initiated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will be held at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. 36 students from all state and union territory have been selected to interact directly with the Prime Minister. With over 5 crore participation, this year's program exemplifies its status as a Jan Andolan, inspiring collective celebration of learning. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will feature 7 insightful episodes bringing together renowned personalities from diverse fields to guide students on essential aspects of life and learning. The program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, Swayam Prabha, the PMO YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. At least 12 Maoists have been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. 2 security personnel have also been killed and 2 other injured in an exchange of fire. Information and Broadcasting and Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today inspected the Gorakhpur Railway Station and reviewed the proposed model of Gorakhpur Junction. Railway officials briefed the minister about the details of the model station. The design of the station has been made keeping in mind the culture and heritage of Gorakhpur. Paris is set to become the global hub for AI governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the one-day AI Action Summit 2025 starting tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris tomorrow to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.